Migrant apprehensions at border dropped 30% in August. Still up 35% over August 2018. By Bob Price on September 9, 2019. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. Officials announced that the apprehension of migrants who illegally cross the border between ports of entry fell in August by 30%. This number is down by 62% from the May peak of 132,870. But up by 35% over August 2018's 37,524. U.S. Border Patrol agents apprehended 50,693 migrants who illegally crossed the U.S.-Mexico border between ports of entry in August. This number represents a decrease of 30% from July's 71,999 apprehensions and a 62% drop from May's peak of 132,870. According to the August Southwest Border Migration Report released by CBP officials Monday afternoon. With 1 month to go in the fiscal year, Border Patrol agents apprehended a total of 811,016 migrants who crossed illegally into the U.S. This year's total apprehensions are up by more than 145% over the same period in FY 2018, the report indicates. The apprehensions in FY 2019 include 457,871 family unit aliens, FMUA, 280,272 single adults, and 72,873 unaccompanied alien children, UAC. The apprehension of family units in FY 2019 compared to the same period in FY 2018 jumped by a staggering 406%, according to numbers provided by CBP officials. Unaccompanied minors also jumped by nearly 60%. Single adult apprehensions jumped by 28% to 280,272. CBP Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan credited this month's drop in migrant apprehensions to unprecedented actions on the part of the Trump administration. Those actions include the Remain in Mexico program, increased immigration enforcement by Mexico's newly formed National Guard, and others. Since Congress has failed and continues to fail to pass meaningful legislation to address the crisis at the border, which would ultimately stop children from being used as passports and end the cartel's ability to exploit this population as well as our laws, the Trump administration has taken a number of unilateral actions, unprecedented actions, Commissioner Morgan said in a Monday press conference. Morgan discussed the impact of Mexico's newly created National Guard that is now focused on immigration enforcement within Mexico. He said Mexico deployed 10,000 troops to its southern border and 15,000 troops to its northern border with the United States. CBP officials listed the following numbers of family unit aliens apprehended from Mexico in the Central American Northern Triangle region. Guatemala, 182.467. Honduras, 182,449. El Salvador, 54,915. Mexico, 9,542. For unaccompanied alien children. Guatemala, 29,602. Honduras, 19,696. El Salvador, 11,593. Mexico, 9,542. For single adults. Mexico, 136,658. Guatemala, 46,566. Honduras, 42,783. El Salvador, 19,804. The report from CBP does not detail the numbers of migrants from other nations who have also been apprehended in increasing numbers along the border. Morgan also credited the reduction of migrant apprehensions to the Migrant Protection Program, MPP, where migrants can be returned and held in Mexico to await asylum hearings in the United States. The MPP program discourages the abuse and exploitation of U.S. laws and non-meritorious or false asylum claims, the commissioner stated. MPP also promotes a safer and more orderly process along the southwest border, freeing up the limited resources and helps free up time to devote to those migrants who legitimately have a merit-based claim. Morgan said that as of September 1, CBP returned more than 42,000 migrants to Mexico under the MPP program. The commissioner praised Mexico for its cooperation and support but said, they need to do more. President Trump is making it clear, Morgan stated in reference to deterrence. If you come to the United States of America illegally, you will be removed. Morgan issued a warning to Congress. Unless the laws change, these numbers will rise again next year. Just as we've seen in the past, the commissioner concluded. We will again face the same kind of crisis we have for way too long. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.